The roots of Arbor Day, our day to celebrate trees, began over 150 years ago in an unlikely spot, Nebraska City, Nebraska, heart of the Midwest, where the habitat is treeless prairies. But it was that very lack of trees that prompted this holiday for trees. The pioneers who settled the Nebraska Territory deeply missed the beauty of the eastern hardwood forest they had left behind, and they needed trees for windbreaks and fuel, for timber and shade. It was J. Sterling Morton, a Nebraska newspaper editor, who urged his fellow citizens to plant trees. In 1872, Nebraska's governor declared Arbor Day a state holiday, and in 1970, it became a national celebration. Soon after, the Arbor Day tradition of planting trees in schoolyards became popular. I remember watching my elementary school principal dig a deep hole to plant a pint-sized maple sapling in the school courtyard. Each time I visit my hometown, I stop to say hello to that tree, now a handsome specimen over 40 feet tall. So how will you celebrate Arbor Day today? If you live in the Salt Lake City area, you could enjoy a free stroll through Red Butte Garden, Utah's official arboretum, or go to Cottonwood Park, where the Salt Lake City Urban Forestry Division provides guidance on planting the right tree in the right place at the right time. Most holidays, like the 4th of July, commemorate something that has happened in the past. But Arbor Day is about the future. It celebrates those incredible plants that provide clean air, healthy communities, and beauty, now and for years to come. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.